Recording in progress. Welcome everyone to Cleaning Business Live. And I'm here with my wonderful host, Miss Kimberly Gonzalez. Kimberly, why don't
you guys
take it away?
So Shannon and I are going to be talking about monthly cleans. I think we both have a take on this. I know for me it's different. And I know you have a different take on it, but that's what we're going to talk about, like the pros and cons of having monthly cleans. So Shannon, what I have to ask, because I know, what are your thoughts on monthly cleans? And when did you first like get started on those?
You know, when I was brand new, it's always like, you know, walking through the snow with bread bags on my feet. It's always I feel like an old lady sometimes when I say that, but in any case, when I first got into the industry, I just took on anybody. I didn't care. I was just trying to get money in my pocket. And I didn't really price the monthlies the way they should have been. And I know we've talked about monthlies before in the podcast, but I have a couple of other points of view that I wanted to share. I was hoping to actually get a guest on. I just couldn't make it happen. And she only services monthlies. I wanted to give you guys that opportunity. So as soon as I can finagle a time, because it is almost Good Friday, people are getting ready to spend time with their families and they're doing everything that they need to do to, you know, celebrate the day. I just couldn't coordinate with this individual, but I do have a couple of people who only, their whole cleaning business is only monthlies. That's all they service. Wow. So it's another swing in the other direction. I felt obligated to you guys, because you know how I'm always curious about how things work and what the profit margin is and all that other stuff, to see if it's beneficial for you. This could be a model that you totally love, because monthlies are a slower pace than regular maintenance, or you don't have to do speed cleaning in a monthly unless you have two of them. And then, you know, if you're getting enough money from each monthly, it could be $1,000 a day. And that's not a bad gig either, right? But I used to price monthlies based on how many hours I thought it was. And then I decided, I don't remember when, at some point, if I was going to keep monthlies on, that they needed to hit a certain price point to me for me to hold the marker on the schedule for them. Because mm-hmm. if you have a monthly, it's taking up space for a weekly or biweekly.
Yep.
And if you can get a weekly, that's, like I said, a golden unicorn. If you can get a biweekly, that's not bad either, right? So if you can have someone, you visit someone's house twice versus once, then that's more income to your bottom line and that's more beneficial for you. And then if you can have it happen every week, that's a golden unicorn.
Unicorn.
So there is that element. So you have to be able to price a minimum price and then add on from there. So you've all heard me talk about monthly starting at a certain price point. So I believe last year they were $175. Didn't matter on the size. That was the starting price for you to even be considered to get on my schedule. And then this year they're about $200 to $225. I just picked up actually three who were $275 and $325 respectively. And those are just monthlies. And it's a nice gig. And you all have heard me talk about the time allotment for monthly. So when I'm saying $200 or $225, that's the starting price. That covers 3.5 hours of labor. If you feel that the house is going to take more than 3.5 hours of labor, obviously you need to up the price accordingly. I hope that kind of makes sense. What about for you, Kim? What are you doing?
Well,
what did you do?
I did monthlies for a while, but then it got to a point where I was getting more calls for weeklies and biweeklies, and that's something that I really wanted to fill up my schedule, because for me, that was good money. And even with my weeklies, I still charged a good penny. So I eventually just started phasing out monthly. So when people started calling and saying, hey, and this is a good marketing tool for you guys too, if you want to do it this way, you know, I had them call and be like, yeah, I'd like to get a monthly clean. And I'm like, sorry, right now we're not offering monthlies, but I can get you in biweekly. This is our rate for biweekly. And it was really cool because I was able to like upsell them to the biweekly and, or even the weekly, and say, you know what, I can get you in weekly, because if you have weekly, then your house is always clean and it'll free up so much time for you. So by that point, it was nice because they were searching for a monthly, but then I was able to put them into a biweekly and sometimes a weekly if I was lucky.
Right.
But most of my schedule was filled with weekly clients, which I loved, because our schedule was full and it was packed.
And it makes it nicer that way. Excuse me. I just got over from having some sort of cootie head cold thing. So you have to make sure that you are deciding. We flat out, you know, that I'm totally against every 3 week cleaning, every 3 weeks. I only want every 3 weeks. And I know that it's 17 visits in a year, and monthlies, if you really think about it, are, if you do them every 4 weeks instead of once a month, it's 14 visits versus 12. And it ends up being a good get if they're priced accordingly. And when I mentioned, I used to just price them for whatever they were. So hypothetically speaking, because we know I can't add when I'm doing any of this stuff, I'm going to whip out my calculator. So if you were to charge hypothetically, and this is not even today's national average, but for easy math, if you took $50 an hour and you multiplied it by the 3.5 hour time frame for a monthly, that would be $175. Now, if you're at $40 an hour and you wanted to charge that, then that would be below that. That would be $140 for the monthly. And you have to think of how much is each spot on your schedule worth. Mm-hmm. And each spot on your schedule, according, and I talked to some of the big boys in the last week or so, right now they're getting on average, and that's not including monthlies, on average, their average ticket even weekly is $200 to $225. And that's across the board just because of how high priced everything has become with labor, payroll taxes, workman's comp, general liability insurance, any insurance costs for vehicles, if you have vehicles, not vehicles. I mean, there's all of these elements that you have to pay into, automation, email marketing. I mean, all of the stuff that goes along with having a legit business. So you need to make sure that if you're at the $140, it's really disheartening for me to listen to you guys. I mean, some of you guys take on these really large homes that are 4,500 square feet, and you've taken them over from somebody else, and they were $150, and you're still taking it over, and you've been cleaning them for 2 years. You've never given them a price increase. And now you've kind of waved this little golden nugget in front of them and said, by the way, I'm going to give you a price increase. And they're affronted by, how dare you? You know, and it's, they don't care. They're house poor. I keep saying this over and over and over again. I'll probably say it until I'm blue in the face. Larger houses are house poor. 99% of the time, those guys don't get it. They buy in because it's a fantastic deal. So everybody else has to pay the price because they got a fantastic deal. So every service provider, from your landscaper to your painter to your contractor, everyone else has to take the hit because they got a good deal. And that's the mentality. It's this us against them, and it's not. We're a cohesive relationship that provides a service that saves people time. That's the whole selling point of having a professional service, is that you are selling time. You're giving people their time back, especially with busy moms.
And I know, like, Shannon, for me, when they even said something like remotely over 3,000 square feet, and they're like, yeah, I'd like to get a monthly clean for my 3,000 square foot home, I would always say, unfortunately, we can do the monthly cleans, but you know, we do them under like this amount. So it was like, for the bigger houses, I said, we recommend we do them biweekly, because you know that they don't have time to clean it because the house is so big. So they're not going to be able to get to all the areas. So if you're going to do those big houses and you do the monthly cleans, you know, you can either say yes or no, like, yes, I'll do it, but if this is the rate, and do the higher rate and expect to clean it and expect more dirtiness because you know they're not going to have time to clean such a huge house. Or like you said, you know, tell them that they need to do biweekly, like they only take biweekly cleans for that big of a house.
Right. And if you have the larger houses, you're going to have to, it's going to be $350, $400, $500. And the reason why you're charging top dollars, because normally that's going to take up most of your day, especially if you're out solo cleaning in your business instead of working on it, it's 5.5 hours a day. So you're not going to, it's going to be hard. You're going to be exhausted. Because you have to focus on monthlies because you can't feather dust through the whole house. And then you're going to have to try to squeeze in a 2 hour house, and then you're going to be all pooped out. The kids are going to want dinner. And it's just like, you have to be able to compensate for that time. If you have a cleaning tech out there doing it, and you have multiple cleaning techs, then yeah, it's a great thing. But if it's just you, you have to really kind of think about, you know, what that entails.
How many houses can you do like that are smaller, like the 2000 square foot? And not get how many of those. So like, let's say you get a house that's 6,000 square feet and they only want the monthly, but yet you can do like three of the houses in that, you know, that day and make more money.
Right. And it's legit. I mean, I had a nicotine call yesterday for $6,500 because the guy smoked in the house. I'm like, that's going to be $5,000. And I go, and by the way, I need a 50% deposit. I go, how tall are your ceilings? Right. He's like, well, there's one part where it's 20 feet. I go, well, we won't be able to get up there without scaffolding. And that involves extra money on top of what I just quoted you. But he's like, I can't believe that's what it costs. I go, this is where you realize that your head is 14 pounds. I mean, have you ever washed walls, buddy? It's just like, because you're looking up and you're using the flat mop and you're going up and down and you have to wring it out. You have to wear long gloves when you do nicotine cleaning because you're absorbing all of the nicotine. You will have shakes at the end of the day. So make sure that you are, if you can find three monthlies at $200 each, that's $600 for the day versus the one large cleaning that you made $350 on. So I hope that kind of makes sense on what you're going to take and what you're not going to take. And then hopefully I can pin down some of these others who just service monthlies. And it ends up being this idyllic pitch. I'm like, I just totally want to know all of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. I'm trying to decide what the price point is and all the other stuff. So just think twice. And you can do whatever you want. I'm just telling you from my experience what we do. So we have a minimum charge. It covers a certain amount of time. If they go over that certain amount of time, we charge extra on top of the base price. And make sure that you're charging accordingly because, as I mentioned, you're not going to be able to feather dust a monthly cleaning, especially up here in Northern Arizona. If you go out to Paulden, it's a dust bowl. I feel bad.
It is. I've been out there.
For anyone, any Ash Fork, Seligman, it's all where the train runs through. It's just dust.
And you know, those bigger houses, like you said, you know that they don't get to those areas. So it's going to take twice as long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a 45-minute commute. So make sure you're charging travel time. We still get Yarnell calls. I don't know why anyone would want to live. And it's beautiful back there. It's all ranches, horses, horse ranch. There's cattle ranch back there. There's been two major shootouts in the last year over drugs back there. Like, it's got to be. There's a couple marijuana farms back there. But I don't know why anyone would want to live. I mean, it's 60 miles in the middle of a valley in the middle of nowhere.
I remember that fire. You guys had the Yarnell fire. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Right. And that's when the 19 passed away. And so it's an interesting dynamic for sure. So make sure that you're charging accordingly for your monthly clients. Make sure you're getting credit cards on file. We're still having a lot of issues I can see where people are not wanting to pay. There's nothing worse than having to wrestle with somebody after you've done the job. I mean, I've never seen it more so perverse over. You can't get a job. You can't agree to a price, do the job, do all the bells and whistles. And then the homeowner goes, we need to negotiate because I don't feel that it's worth what you're wanting to charge. Who does that? Do you walk up to the homeowner and go, okay, we're going to cut your paycheck. Let's see. You were naughty on this day right here. So we're going to chuck off $50 right there. Oh, and then you sexually harass somebody, Miss Susan. Yeah, we're going to chuck off $75 right there.
And then
went to the potty and you missed the potty. So that's $50 right there. Oh yeah, we're just going to take that off. It's just like, come on, people. It's not, and those are extreme. I'm not being serious. That's a joke. I meant it to be funny, but it's getting to that point where you don't renegotiate the price after you're done.
Yeah.
You only renegotiate the price on extreme circumstances when you blunder it. So, and the expectation is really high right now because pennies are tight and people are expecting you to walk on water. And I have to remind people all of the time, I'm like, you know, if I could walk on water, I would be doing something else. And that kind of humbles them and reminds them that we are just humans. I am not the Lord Almighty on top. And I'm just a small peon in the bigger scale of what's going on worldwide. And seriously, if I could walk on water, I would not be here doing this or telling you guys all the crazy stories that I know or laughing with Kim over the jokes we tell before we come on. I wouldn't be doing it. I would be doing other greater things, right? But I think that we get so worked up over, and Kim and I have talked about this several times, we have this problem, and I'm considering it a problem now because I'm seeing it everywhere. Everyone thinks they're entitled to so much more than what they're entitled for. Yes, we provide a service. Yes, we provide a product. Yes, we give customer service. But there's this subsect of our society that is running around causing havoc and not being grateful for mm-hmm. any of the things that we have still a pretty good lifestyle here in America, comparatively speaking to other countries. We are very privileged. And for people to go around because they're an influencer and demand that people give them whatever, because I know X amount of people, we could all do that, right? But it's we don't. We have to choose. Humble yourselves. Yeah. Be humble and be grateful for the things that you are provided, because you that can be taken away at any time. You just don't know. Life is very short. So don't go around, and this is mostly for the people who probably will never listen to this podcast, because I know all you guys are a great group of people, but there is this whole weird dynamic that is happening. We're watching it on the airlines. How many American airline episodes do we need to see before everyone goes, maybe I shouldn't fly on American Airlines? It's really kind of a crazy concept. Like, you know, you don't know, you could get on a plane and the door could pop off at any time. And there's a whole dynamic on why that's happening. And we won't discuss that here. But don't go around thinking you're entitled to everything. Don't go around asking for discounts. Don't go around saying you owe me this because I've graced you with my presence. I'm at the point where I just won't engage with you anymore. I get a lot of messages on Messenger over you owe me this or I owe you that. And legitimately, if I promise you something and I forget, I literally talk to hundreds of people every day. So yeah, sometimes people can fall through the cracks. I'm a mom of two small kids. Yeah. I got four businesses that I'm running. I'm getting ready to start a fifth venture. Things can happen if I don't write it down in my thing. Say, hey, you promised me this. Hit me up. But don't jump in my face and say, you owe me and you better give it to me or I'm going to do all these crazy things. Don't threaten me with a bad review. I'm happy to give you whatever it is. I'm a very generous and transparent person.
Don't abuse it.
But don't overstep the boundary. So we all have boundaries. I mean, Kim's had her own experiences with people wanting extra things. And I get that too. But Kim gives you extra things. How many people do you order from get a handwritten note with a drawing on it?
Do you know how long that takes, Shannon? Like,
it takes a lot. It's a generous offering of creativity and the love that you are getting for buying the product.
BioClean. Yeah, I give a lot. And I've had people are like, well, I want free shipping. I'm like, do you know how much I shelled out last year for free shipping? Like,
unfortunately, for economical circumstances, we can no longer offer free shipping. It's just
I could do it once in a while. Yeah. So I'm like, it's be thankful for the little things like notes and, you know, like having people talk to you and just, you know, love you up. Be thankful for those things.
Right. Collaboration. I cannot emphasize that enough. Collaborate with your clients. If you feel that, you know, you want more business from them, we all know that in-person direct referrals are the best way to get them. If you can get your clients to do it, reward them. If they give you a customer and that customer bites and they sign on for regular service, give them their next free cleaning for free.
I know we're working on something right now for my orders. For my clients my customers that have ordered and have been with me the longest and stayed with me. I have like a little gift that I'm working on for them.
Right. Or, you know, maybe you'll do a membership where you get X amount of products per month for X amount of dollars. Who knows? Everybody's doing memberships. Even Target is offering an exclusive low-end membership to get extra special deals. Everybody's going into the membership thing. So maybe you start a membership cleaning. So if you do, I want to know because I'm going to talk to you on the podcast so I can, you know, pick your brain and figure out what that entails. But yes, please be grateful. Please show that you are showing reciprocity and that you are a kind-hearted individual. It can be disheartening when you look the first thing in the morning in your Messenger and someone has just like
reamed you,
slapped you over something really silly and ridiculous. And usually everything is, Marie Forinello saying? Everything is figure outable, right? So Marie, if you're listening to this podcast, please shout out.
Like, come join us.
She would be pretty wild to have on. But yeah, it's an interesting dynamic. And I really am proud at watching how far some of you guys as business owners have come. It makes my heart feel so full when you say, oh my God, I just hit 500,000. I couldn't have done it without you. I mean, it makes me like, I'm going to start to cry. It makes me want to tear up because I love seeing all of you guys be successful.
Mm-hmm. That's all that Shannon and I want. We want you guys to be successful. We want to see you grow. We want to see you be thankful for things, giving back,
Definitely.
So,
well, if you have any further questions about monthly clients, please reach out. You can catch us on the email, and it's this is when you have too many emails to remember. Cleaning Business Life. So that's Cleaning Business Life. So CLEANING Business Life at gmail.com. We do not have a website. We're still working on that. Maybe next year.
Once we get some sponsors.
We're still looking for sponsors, and we're also looking for interesting guests. So I've had a lot of people pitch for other motivational speakers, and I haven't really seen anything that isn't, I am only interested in cleaning related. I know that sounds snooty. I want you to be part of our industry. I want you to be part of our thing. I think it's great if you're an inspirational speaker for whatever you're doing, and I think that's awesome, but I want you to be cleaning related. So maybe one day we'll change that, but for now, I just want it to be clean. I want you to be in our industry. I want you to understand what the mindset and what we're going through, because you'll understand better.
Exactly. Well, join us for our next episode, you guys. And thank you guys for listening. Make sure to subscribe and share. We love it when you guys share our podcast, because, you know, it just gets our word out. So thank you guys.
Thank you. See you guys. Oops, I just hit the mic. Bye. Ta-da.
Bye, guys.
Bye.